Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for this day of recognition of Jesus' baptism comes to us from Matthew chapter 3, where again we hear, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Jesus answered him, 'Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" The word of the Lord. Why did Jesus need to be baptized? If, as we believe, Jesus was the sinless Son of God, then why would he be on the receiving end of a sacrament that provides forgiveness of sins? The answer is found in the very purpose for which Jesus became one of us, the purpose spoken from Jesus to John: "It is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Jesus did not need to be forgiven. But in his baptism, Jesus wades into the water of our sin. He gets covered with our dirt. He begins the work of doing things he didn't have to do for people like us who could not do them. In the waters of the Jordan River, Jesus builds a reservoir of life, holding innumerable gallons of forgiveness of sins and rescue from death. Those precious gifts will flow to all who are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus needs to be baptized, not for himself, but for us, so that the channel can be dug and the connection can be made from his life to yours and mine. John and Matthew, here, Matthew 3, records the vivid detail that awaited Jesus when he came up out of the water. He saw heaven being torn open, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. These things also happen to the baptized. For the truth is, were it not for Jesus and his willingness to do things he didn't have to do, heaven would not be open to us. The doors would be shut, the gates locked. We would live the darkened lives of the self-absorbed, the self-serving. If we had any thought of the heavenly life after this one, we would deceive ourselves into thinking that we earned it. But thanks be to God, in Christ, we are free from such a hopeless outlook. When you were baptized, heaven was torn open to you. The gates were flung wide. A cord of life was tied around you, and at the other end is your resurrected living Lord. You and I live in a finite world, a world in which things fall apart, break down, and die. But baptized into Christ, you are infinite with him. There is much trouble, sickness, death and heartache in this finite world more than enough to go around, but the baptized Christian endures all of these things with the promise that you will outlast them all. You will live beyond these problems. In your baptismal connection to Jesus, you will survive even the annihilation of this world to continue on with Him forever. This promise is made to all baptized Christians. There is more for you beyond this present life, and baptism into Jesus seals it. Also, at Jesus' baptism, he saw the Spirit descending like a dove, and this too happens to the baptized. The Holy Spirit enters a spiritually dead person and begins generating life, which is to say, he creates faith. This is an element of baptism that we must not overlook. We need the Holy Spirit. We cannot believe in or appreciate, much less love God, without the Spirit's work in us. St. Paul writes, for example, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And St. Peter offered the solution to that problem in his Pentecost proclamation, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Simply put, we cannot trust in Jesus without the Holy Spirit. So, God provides us with His Holy Spirit through the simple action of baptism. He keeps on doing what we could not to give us what we could not earn. The baptismal connection you have with Jesus has been compared very vividly to the umbilical cord that connects a mother and child in the womb. Now, of course, we know that a mother supplies nutrients and oxygen to her child through that cord in a continuous flow, things that keep that child alive and cause growth. What you may not think of immediately is the fact that the child sends something back through that cord as well. The baby sends back poisonous waste, which the mother eliminates for the child. We can think of baptism as a connecting cord between Jesus and ourselves in a very similar way. Through God's extraordinary umbilical baptismal connection, all the waste of my sin flows continually to Jesus, and that's removed by Him. It's removed by His shed blood. He's absorbed all of my poisonous sin into His body. In return, Jesus' life-giving strength and perfection flow continuously to you. His life is always being renewed in you. And since you are connected to Christ in this way, you stand with Him. As the Father says, you are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. The words apply to Jesus. And because you are connected to Jesus, the words apply to you. You are God's beloved child. He is well pleased with you. He says, for Jesus' sake, you are mine. This is who you are. Beloved of God. Live right there by the power of the Holy Spirit. Would you please pray with me? Father, with your Son and Holy Spirit, you have established our identity and connected us to Jesus through baptism. You have forged this powerful link. Your Son, Jesus, shares everything with us. His suffering and death, His resurrection and victorious life. We are baptismally bonded to Him. Because that is true also, Father, the words you spoke to Jesus apply to us as well. And we stand in awe at the fact that you look at us through Jesus and say, you are my beloved child. I'm well pleased with you. Taking that into our hearts by faith, teach us how to live in this love. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.